Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the Passion story in John. In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends, I'm going to expose my age here for a moment. The Lone Ranger rides again. And my brothers and I sat glued to the TV to watch the amazing hero come to the rescue of needy people again and again. At the end of every show went up the call, "Who was that masked man?" And we were comforted to know that the Lone Ranger was always there to right the wrong and to punish the evildoer. He never failed to do his duty, and his mask was his ticket to anonymity and notoriety at the same time. Have you ever thought what it would have been like if he just took the mask away? Just an ordinary cowboy, I guess. No different from anyone else, the mask gave him a hidden identity. And through the ordinary mask, we identified the Lone Ranger as the hero he was meant to be. Now, I'm going to propose to you tonight on Good Friday, as Jesus dies on the cross, that the cross is the mask of Jesus. Consider for a moment Jesus apart from the cross. Many, many people are embarrassed by the cross. I know that's hard to believe, but there are even Christian churches who refuse to put the cross in their church because they're afraid it would be offensive. Can you imagine? It marks failure according to the world's standards. Some see it as offensive, and let's not talk about that part of Jesus' life. Let's move on to the more pleasant parts. Jesus was a good man, certainly. Popular leader, at least with some. But apart from the cross, we cannot escape the fact that he ultimately was a failure in the eyes of the Pharisees and of the world. He was unable to complete what he was sent by his Father to do. Mormons and Muslims have the same definition of Jesus, just another prophet in a long line of prophets. And what of mankind's hope for salvation? All gone. Salvation is hopelessly dumped squarely in the hands of God's holy law, and no one fits the requirements. No cross, no salvation. And what is the definition of love? The Bible describes the love in this beautiful way. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus says tonight, you are my friends. Without the cross, love is simply replaced with self-interest. And we are surrounded by that in our world, aren't we? And what about the definition of hope? All hope is lost without the cross. Wednesday, I buried someone very close to me and my family. And I told them, the cross is the reason that we are here in hope. The cross is the very thing that gives us a message that God's love is so great that he was willing to give up his son that we might have life. All hope is lost without the cross. God's attitude toward us, only sin and wrath can remain. Justification? Impossible. Sanctification? Impossible. Redemption? Unfathomable. Sacrifice? Only where self-gain is in view. Hope apart from the cross, there is no future to be sought after. Life just has no meaning and derives no value without the cross. The cross stands before Christians juxtaposed between life and death. But with the cross, we see Jesus as the manifestation of God's love. Only through the cross can we begin to understand the measure of love from God's perspective. God loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son to suffer and to die, that you and I might have life. I mean, think about that for a moment. The reason God put this whole plan into motion was because he was devastated by our waywardness and our lostness. And God sent Jesus to reclaim for him what had been lost. Through the cross, sacrifice is given value. It is done on behalf of others. Jesus is the one who laid down his life for the sake of sinners, and so we lay our lives down for one another because of the cross. Life finds purpose because of the cross. Jesus brings life through the cross, and we see him as the giver of eternal life, having taken our punishment on the cross. And so we have a reason to live, and a reason to hope, and a reason to look ahead, because of the power of the witness of that cross. And because of the cross, we see Jesus as the one who obtained our justification before God. Now I am finally declared innocent. The judge's gavel bangs down, and we expect the horror of guilty and the terror of hell. But Jesus' power of the cross, he defeats Satan, and all of our sins are buried there with him. Jesus makes sanctification a deep desire for us. We love him because he first loved us. And so we're put in mind of the cross all the time. Through the cross, Jesus becomes our Redeemer, and Jesus becomes the author of hope. Our future joy is certain as we live with hope. I have found the power of the cross in people's lives is the single most significant power in the universe. I have discovered that when people grasp a hold of the meaning of the cross and its power for them, they suddenly have hope. They can be on their deathbed. They can be in the midst of some crisis or trial. They can be nearing divorce. They can be in all those kinds of situations where no hope seems possible. But because of the cross, Jesus says, there is hope. There is life. There is salvation. During World War II, when the Russians invaded Finland, their planes bombed a hospital that, according to international law, should have remained untouched. It was clearly marked with a huge red cross on its roof. Investigation, however, clearly revealed that shortly before the attack, snow had fallen and covered the cross. So while the cross could be seen, all in the hospital were safe. But when it disappeared, many were killed. You see, don't you, the striking similarity in our spiritual lives? As long as we keep the cross in evidence in our lives and trust in it as a means of our salvation, we are safe for time and eternity. Because when it becomes obscure, then we are lost. Always keep the cross and him who hangs there in the middle of your life at the center of your faith. And then you will see Jesus as he dearly wants to be seen. Do you remember as Jesus was getting ready to go to Mary and Martha because Lazarus had died? And do you remember what he said to the disciples? I must now go and suffer many things at the hands of the chief priests and be delivered up and killed. The disciples understood it because they said, Thomas says, well, we might as well go with him and die too. They know the inevitable truth of Jesus' demise, yet they do not understand yet the power of that cross for their lives. When Jesus rises from the dead, he points Thomas to that power. See my hands? See my side? This was all done for you. Peter recognizes the power of the cross and the restoration when Jesus restores him to faith in Christ and in the service of Jesus as an apostle. The cross for us is oftentimes worn every day. Many make the sign of the cross, and many have no clue as to what it really means for their life. But you and I, we come together this night and we visit the very cross which Jesus was crucified upon in our hearts and our minds, so that we might know that God's love is real, and how far and how wide and how deep our Lord would go to make sure you and I had a place in paradise. Praise God for Good Friday. Praise God for the cross. For Jesus' sake, and for your sake and my sake. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, may it guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord and Savior. You can depend on him who has called you. He will do it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be and abide with you always.